Nearly 1,800 pieces of DNA evidence are still awaiting testing in state crime labs. However, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says they're on track to process 57% more cases compared to last year.
I think everybody in our crime laboratories and the Department of Justice is focusing on every way we can squeeze out every additional case because of the great importance of getting rid of this backlog as soon as possible.
Van Hollen says they're making progress despite not having 30 new lab technicians in place yet.
We're not going to go to the legislature and ask them for positions that in and of themselves would get rid of the backlog and make sure we stayed current. We knew there were some internal efficiencies and changing in the way we process cases that we knew could help the problem as well.
Those changes include the use of robotic testing, reprioritizing analyst duties, and talking with police about what types of evidence should be submitted.
They're working with us and our crime lab directors on what they should submit and what they shouldn't submit, as opposed to just throwing everything but the kitchen sink at us.
Van Hollen still expects the backlog to be taken care of by 2010. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.